This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey boo, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are doing absolutely amazing today and your week is off to a great, great start. A few quick notes before we get started, boo. Y'all, I am headed to Texas next week and taking the week off to go spend it with my dad. He is turning 60 next week, so there will be no new episode. I'm going to be in Texas for my dad's birthday. I am unplugging from work and going to be present with family. But that being said, if there are episodes that you may have missed, this is the time to stream them, boo. Episodes will resume after that, but I'm just giving you a heads up. Also, we have brand new Slay Girl Slay podcast merch dropping. Yay! This new drop is happening March 18th, which is also next Monday. So mark your calendars, boo. It's so wild. We haven't done new merch in over a year. And to be so straight with you, last year, I just didn't have it in me. It was literally the year of doing the best I could do with what I had. So I'm excited to drop this new merch collection. It's small, just a few swatches, but I've been wearing this merch collection for the last year. I know. And I've gotten so many compliments on it when I wear it out. It's simple. It's not gaudy and all in your face. It's literally something you can throw on when you're running out for errands or on your way to the gym. And it goes with everything. So visit shopslaygirlslay.com to check out the merch on March 18th. And this is a limited drop, boo, that we are doing. Once it's gone, it is gone. We will not drop it again. But I will remind you as we get closer to the date that there is new merch. Okay, boo. We all have had a best friend at one point in our lives, right? Maybe you had a childhood best friend. Maybe there is someone in your life now that will ride at dawn for you. But we all have or have had someone in our lives that we really don't play about. This person understands us. They make us feel better when we're down. You can be honest with this person and tell them everything. They don't judge, and they are down for you whenever, wherever, and for whatever. A few years ago, I did a podcast episode titled, What About Your Friends? And in that episode, I mentioned how my mom is 64, but she's been best friends with the same woman since the eighth grade. I call her Auntie Jay. And together, they've been through graduations, job promotions, job terminations, marriages, divorce, kids, funerals, cross-country moves, health scares, new loves, life. And still to this day, they will be on the phone for hours, giggling, laughing, gossiping like those same girls back in eighth grade. As they grew, their friendship grew. Their love for one another grew. And as life moved for them, their friendship moved with them. And I know without a doubt in my mind that no matter where life takes them next, they will have each other's back whenever, wherever, and for whatever. But boo, I couldn't help but think how sometimes a lot of us are looking for a friend just like that, wishing we had someone like that in our lives. Some of us do have a friend like that, but a lot of us can't be that kind of friend to ourselves. Most of us will not treat our own selves like we would treat our very best of friends. And what I mean by that is, if our bestie told us that she was having a really bad week and was feeling really down and really bad about herself, we would jump into action.
girl, let's make plans. Girl, let's go get a drink. Come over my house. Let's do something. Let's watch a movie to get you out of this rut, right? But when we feel that way, we will not jump like that for ourselves. If our bestie gets her heart broken, we're ready to bust somebody's head open to the white meat to protect her, to make sure she knows we've got her. But we won't do things to protect ourselves, to reassure and reaffirm ourselves. We will gas our bestie up and talk to her like she is that girl, but talk to ourselves like we're scum. And I'm not saying our best friends don't deserve this kind of love and effort and validation from us. They do. What I'm saying is maybe we can do a bit better and start showing that kind of love, effort, and validation for ourselves. How do you talk to yourself, boo? How do you treat yourself? Do you look at yourself in the same light that you look at the people you uphold, the people you uplift, the people you ride for? If we could connect your inner thoughts and how you think about yourself and how you treat yourself to a Bluetooth speaker, are we going to be gagged in a good way or a bad way? Much like we are someone else's best friend, we should be our own best friend too. Treat ourselves like we are top tier. Have grace for ourselves at any moment that we need it. Comfort ourselves when we're feeling down. And I don't think it's something that either of us will learn overnight, but it is a practice. Learning how to love yourself more, show compassion for yourself, learning who you are at this stage, and loving everything about her for who she is today. Not who you used to be, not what you will one day become, but accepting the things that make you who you are and having some compassion for that. I think everything starts with how you love yourself. Your confidence comes from how much you love yourself. Your self-assurance comes from how much you love yourself. And even as I'm saying this, boo, I know that loving yourself and uplifting yourself can feel like being arrogant and prideful, or someone else can perceive that as arrogance or pride. But to me, loving who you are and being a best friend to yourself is internal. Whereas arrogance and pride and even cockiness is external. Self-love is not loud, boo. Self-love is not dismissive. Self-love is not domineering. You don't need a room full of people to love who you are, but you do need a room full of people to be arrogant. You know what I'm saying? Pride and being cocky needs an audience. A person doesn't have to say anything for you to feel their confidence. But if you really appreciate who you are and you take care of yourself and you believe in yourself and you show up for yourself, that speaks louder than any words you can audibly say. I look at it like this, boo. If I can't give myself the patience, the kindness, the understanding, the grace, the acceptance that I need at any moment, if I can't give those things to myself, I will always be looking for it in someone else. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I pressed play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you.
So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. This topic has so many layers, but stick with me. I think that sometimes we wait to feel loved, right? We wait to feel validated and accepted, and we're waiting for someone else to do it. But waiting on someone to give us what we need, boo. Waiting on them to feel like we are understood. Waiting on them to do their part so we can feel like we can do ours, I think puts us at a disadvantage. We are waiting for them to show up for us in a way that they don't even know how to show up for in themselves. In my head, it's like we are willing to go hungry because someone else doesn't know how to eat. That's crazy. I am realizing my love of self is my responsibility. How I am treated is my responsibility, because you teach people how to treat you when you show them how you treat yourself. You teach people how to love you when you show them how you love yourself. So if you are willing to just wait for acceptance, wait for validation, wait to be loved the way that you deserve to be loved, they will wait to give it to you. But if you say, no, I love myself too much to settle, right? If you start saying, I love myself too much to go back to the same things that hurt me, I love myself too much to put myself in this kind of situation, I love myself too much to go back to what I don't deserve, then externally, those people that you're around, the people that you are interested in, will have no choice but to provide what needs to be provided, or they will move around. I'm talking romantic relationships and platonic. We are all at different stages in our lives, and we are all just trying to do our best, but maybe, boo, it would feel a little better if we treated ourselves better. If we really took the time to practice learning who we are at this stage, whatever stage in life that you're in, I think the best kind of friendships are fluid friendships. Friendships that have adjusted and evolved at every stage of life. I'd like to think that how we love ourselves, how kind we need to be to ourselves, how we accept ourselves needs to be fluid and evolve too. That how we move and grow and evolve, our love of self needs to move and grow and evolve too. And that there is nothing we can find externally if we have not found it internally first. Ask yourself this question, boo. I love myself too much to what? Fill in the blank. I love myself too much to quit. I love myself too much to go back. I love myself too much to settle. I love myself too much to give up. Whatever that blank is, let that be your starting point, boo. Let that statement carry you and remind you that beyond your friends, your coworkers, your mom and dad, kids, or your spouse, beyond everybody else, there is someone who really is down for you whenever, wherever, and for whatever. And that person is you. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.